Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, March 14th. You'll be interested to know, 126 years ago, today, in 1899, German military official Ferdinand Graf von Zeppelin received a United States patent for a navigable balloon, marking a significant advancement in aeronautics. The first Zeppelin made its initial flight the following year, paving the way for future developments in air travel and aviation technology. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's mostly cloudy and it feels like 29 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:44 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:17. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny skies today, with a high near 51 and a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a low of 38 and gentle winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be just before 6, with the high tide just before 12:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 37 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies on Saturday with a high near 60 and a light south wind. Saturday night brings a slight chance of rain and mostly cloudy skies with a low around 50. On Sunday, expect rain, cloudy conditions, and a high near 68 with a breezy south wind. Sunday night, rain is likely with a low around 52. Monday continues with rain, mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 58. Monday night, rain is likely before 3 in the morning, with a low around 36. Tuesday looks sunny, with a high near 55 and a gentle west wind. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, next month, a significant milestone in American history will unfold in Massachusetts as the 250th anniversary of the battles at Lexington and Concord is celebrated on April 19th. Lexington Select Board Chairman Doug Lucent expressed pride in hosting an event for the world to witness. The town's annual reenactment begins at 5:30 that morning, with Mona Roy from the Lex 250 Commission describing the stage battle as robust, likening it to a time machine. This year, the Golden Knights parachute team will perform a special jump, enhancing the full day of activities, which includes a parade and jumbotrons for all to enjoy. Now on to sports. Scottie Scheffler has now held the title of the best golfer in the world for an impressive 95 consecutive weeks. After a fan jokingly reminded him that he had 11 more years to go at Riviera Country Club, Scheffler reflected on his journey. With a remarkable consistency that rivals legendary golfer Tiger Woods, he is nearing a milestone that very few have achieved. His closest competitors, Rory McIlroy and Xander Schauffele, are far behind in the official world golf ranking points. As Scheffler continues to improve, many believe he is set to redefine what it means to dominate in golf. In local sports, last night, the Ottawa Senators outpaced the Bruins 6-3 in Ottawa. Drake Batherson led the charge with 2 goals and an assist, ending the Bees' winning streak. David Pastrnak netted one for Boston, But Ottawa's offense was relentless. The Bruins are now 30-29-8. Tomorrow night, the Bruins welcome the Lightning to Beantown. Tampa Bay's Nikita Kucherov will sit out, giving Boston an opportunity to shine at the Garden. Tomorrow night, the Celtics, standing tall at 47-19, challenge the Miami Heat at the Kaseya Center. Jason Tatum, with a 27.2 points per game average, leads Boston. The Heat, eager to end a five-game skid, rely on Tyler Hero, averaging 23.9 points. Boston is favored by 2.5 points. In top news, attention listeners, check your medicine cabinets as some popular acne treatments are being recalled due to potential carcinogen contamination. This week, the Food and Drug Administration announced that 95 acne products containing benzoyl peroxide could be contaminated with benzene, a known carcinogen found in cigarette smoke. Although the FDA states that the risk of developing cancer from these products remains very low, several companies, including La Roche-Posay, have voluntarily recalled items like the Effaclar Duo acne treatment out of caution. Alternatives such as azelaic acid, salicylic acid, and retinol are still available for treating acne. In business news, moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In the shadow of America's wonder drug, Xanax, rising concerns about benzodiazepines are surfacing. Patients' journeys illustrate the harsh realities faced by many. After 5 years on Xanax, they endured debilitating anxiety, memory loss, and physical pain. Doctors have noted that a significant percentage of chronic benzodiazepine users experience severe withdrawal symptoms. A group of advocates has proposed the term benzodiazepine-induced neurological dysfunction to describe the prolonged suffering some endure. While these medications can be effective for certain conditions, many face life-altering consequences that raise serious questions about their long-term use and prescription practices. And in entertainment news, Lifehack is a thrilling entry in the screen life genre, directed by Ronan Corrigan and produced by Timur Bekmambetov. This innovative film follows four teenagers who, instead of traditional heist tactics, navigate the world of cryptocurrency and online scams. The story unfolds through the perspective of Kyle, a reclusive English teen, as he teams up with friends to target a tech billionaire, reminiscent of Elon Musk. With its blend of humor, high-stakes tension, and genuine character moments, Lifehack challenges viewers to consider the moral complexities of their actions in the digital age. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American basketball coach and executive, Pat Riley. And he said, "If you have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, eventually you will overcome your immediate problems and find you are ready for greater challenges." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.